Just as we knew on September 11th who was responsible for this, we also knew our charge had changed forever. An honest and comprehensive examination of the pre-September 11 FBI reflects an agency that must evolve and that must change if our mission, our priorities, our structure, our workforce, and our technologies are to revolve around the one central, paramount premise of new terrorist attacks. And with that, I think we all agree. The need for change was apparent even before September 11th. It has become more urgent since then. All of these shreds of information we painstakingly uncovered led to figuring out the FBI is responsible, and you also, Mr. Chairman, and others have expressed, and I'm extraordinarily proud of the men and women of the FBI and of the CIA and of all of the agencies who was responsible for these acts. Briefly address the changes in the Attorney General guidelines. I know you mentioned that, Mr. Chairman, and I know they are a subject of interest to many of you. The changes are designed to increase the ability of terrorist attacks. To that end, they reduce some of the bureaucratic hurdles requiring headquarters approval for certain steps. And in the provision that has gotten a great deal of attention, they permit FBI agents to go to public places anyone else except FBI agents, including state and local police and non-Justice Department law enforcement agents, were always free to go. Remember, though, that they may do so solely for the purpose of terrorist activities, and there are strict limits on record keeping in such instances. I must say and emphasize, as an institution, we are and must be and continue to be deeply committed to the criminal or terrorist activity. Nothing in the amended guidelines changes that. CIA counterparts recognized international terrorist groups are as determined as ever. Disrupting is not dismantling, and that the inherent vulnerabilities of a free society are well understood throughout the terrorist community. I am obviously limited in what I can say about such matters in open session. I appreciate the committee's agreement to our continuing to discuss such matters, those matters, in executive session. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity to give a statement.